Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My apologies. I'll be with you in just a little moment.
I'm sorry about that. The audio was working. I just forgot to hit unmute. I'm very sorry about that. Is the audio okay now? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, just one moment. I'm logging my husband in. All right. Okay, so as usual, I'm gonna switch over the visuals and we're going to have our class notes on the screen. I'm just going to here. Collapse. I'm going to scroll down to today's notes. Pass the cheese. Here we go. All right. Okay, so I'll be back on screen at the end, inshallah. Let me start my screen share. There we go. And share. All right. Can everybody see the screen okay? Okay, sorry guys, I'm having again problem. Ah, okay, I have my chat here. Okay, excellent. So let's start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yasir li amri wa ahlul uqadatan min lisani yafqahu wa qawli. Rabbana zidana ilma. Allahumma faqihna fid-deen. Okay, so today we've got four main objectives. I got my secondary notes on a different screen, and I'm used to it being a touch screen, so I'm scrolling on the screen. Give me a moment here. Okay, make sure I've got the right date. All right, so we've got four objectives today. We're going to take up our homework. We're going to review a couple of key concepts. We're going to review the properties of the ism, and we're going to complete the Quran study as much as possible of what was left over on Thursday. Now, there was a little bit of a mishap this morning with the morning tutorial. And there was quite a bit of delay. So not all of the sentences, not all the ayat were done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the ones that have not been done so that with a combination of both recordings, inshallah, all the ayat will hopefully be covered. So I'm going to first put the homework on the screen and we're going to start with that. So if you want to unmute or unmute yourself, please, then we're going to start with reading our tables. And again, I'm going to run the poll. So if you can answer this right now, this will just give me an idea of how you found the homework. Yes, the sister Wadad. Okay, that's fine. Sorry. So let me know if you found the homework, again, fine, too easy, difficult. And if you haven't done it yet, do click the last answer. But I don't mean to scare you for the fun of it, because that would just be mean, and I'm not considered a mean person. But you will struggle with the present tense if you do not get a firm grasp of the past tense tables. So do make sure that you get that, because very soon we're going to start the present tense. And you want to build on a strong foundation and feel on top of things rather than feel like you're treading water. Okay, so I'm going to launch the poll. So let me know if you found that fine, too easy, difficult, or you haven't done it yet. So I'm going to scroll down to our table. And as soon as I can see your answers, we're going to start, inshallah. And so we're going to read the entire table. Again, if you need to look at the screen, that's fine. Go ahead. If you feel confident, you don't need to read the screen. I'm going to read some of them to set the pace, and then we're going to do it together. The reason you're not going to just repeat after me is because there's a flow to it, and that will interrupt the flow. Okay, so we've got one person that found it fine, two who didn't do it yet. We've got about eight attendees. Two of them are TAs, so I should be getting about six answers. Okay, so there was two that, and actually this morning I was there, and everybody who had done it found it fine, and so there was nobody who found it too easy or difficult. So take that as encouragement, those who haven't done it yet, to get it done. Okay, so let's start. I will say the first few to set the pace, and then we'll continue together, inshallah. Actually, we'll start from the top together. Fataha, fataha. فتحوا فتحت فتحتا فتحنا. Okay, so let's start from فتحة all together. فتحة
فتحة
فتحوا فتحت فتحتا فتحنا
فتحنا
فتحت فتحتما
فتحتما
فتحتم
فتحتم
فتحتي
فتحتن
فتحتن فتحت فتحنا
فتحنا.
Okay, so can you type one, please, if you unmuted yourself, because I can't, the sound gets choppy. So I just want to see how many people were participating. So just by a show of one, just typing one. In the meantime, while you answer that, I want to just point out a couple of things that we've got here. Our alif, I don't know if you can see my cursor properly, so I'm going to turn on the highlighter here. Okay, so I want to point out here that when we've got when we've got two, right? Two. So we've got they both here, we've got they both here, we've got you both here, right? What do we find in all of these cases? In all of these cases, we find in the Arabic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Very good, Sister Nadia. Sister Widad, you put your finger on it, right? So let's keep that in mind. So we've had, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khairan, Brother Ali, for this one. Alif al-Waqaya is only located here.
Yeah.
Right? So the other one is just a plain alif.
Okay.
Okay. So jazakallah khairan for unmuting yourself, and I'm not finding it very popular, the unmuting thing today. So what we're going to do is we're going to read the table together, but I'm going to pretend that I'm hearing you, right? Also, the audio is not like super clear when we do it all together. So let's read this part, this column here. Anzala, anzala, anzalu, anzalat, anzalata, anzalna, anzalta, anzaltuma, anzaltum, anzalti, anzaltunna, anzaltu, anzalna. All right, so with practice, even if you've already done the homework, keep practicing, because like hopefully you'll be able to like say this in your sleep, and this will help you a lot. You want to be really familiar with those endings before we hit before we move on to more complex combinations, because we started specifically with the past tense because that's easiest. So now we're going to build on that. So jazakumullah khairan, everybody who's participated by doing the homework and by reading along. So now we're going to look at some key concepts that last Monday's Kahoot quiz was really useful for. One of the reasons for that was that it highlighted some key concepts that need some reinforcement. So Imam Adij went over the quiz afterwards and talked about these, but I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page for these guys. So I put the chat on here. I put the chat on my screen so I can see what you're saying, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to talk first about fi'il and fa'il, right? First thing is fi'il and fa'il don't mean the same thing. Since the beginning of the semester, I've seen there's some confusion there. What's the English equivalent to the word fi'il? This one here, fi'il. Yes, Brother Ali. Yes, Sister Samar. Okay, Sister Maryam. Okay, we seem to have a consensus. And what's the term that we've been using, the English term we've been using for fa'il? Actor. Very good. Okay, if anybody disagrees with this, let me know. Otherwise, I'm expecting everybody is thinking actor. Okay, so it might just be like everybody's in the excitement of the Kahoot, but we definitely need to know the difference between fi'il and fa'il. So in this question here, the ayah was وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ. And what's the fi'il here? The proper answer was قَتَلَ, because the other words are isms, and an ism obviously cannot be a fi'il. However, the next question was about the fa'il. And the question was, the fa'il is always marfu. Is that true or false? The fa'il is absolutely always marfu. It cannot be any other way. And we're going to talk about it more here. What's the fa'il in this sentence? Right? You can see the answer here. Can anybody tell me why this is the correct answer? What's the indication that that's the correct answer? That's right. It's marfu. The dhamma. The dhamma tells us that it is marfu. Excellent. Okay, that's the correct answer. The dhamma tells us that it is marfu. Now, it could have even been, if Allah had chose, Allah could have said, وَقَتَلَ جَالُوتَ دَاوُودُ. As long as Dawood was after the fi'il, no problem. If it's got a dhamma, he's the doer, right? He's the actor. So it's the dhamma that's our key indicator, right? Now, somebody's mentioned the hidden pronoun he. What happened to the hidden pronoun he? If we're not saying the fa'il is the hidden pronoun he, why is that? Why are we saying, why is it not the hidden pronoun he? Actually, you can tell the answer is here. He got replaced by the outside fa'il. Right, we can tell that Dawoodu is because of its dhamma. We can see that it's the mafu ism that is the fa'il. So that tells us we've got an outside fa'il. And the moment we've got an outside fa'il, what happens to the hidden pronoun? He's fired. HP is fired the moment we have an outside fa'il. The outside fa'il replaces the HP. So, and we need to remember always the rules of the outside fa'il. He must be an ism. He must be marfu'. He must come somewhere after the fi'l. And there's a fourth condition. That's right. He's been replaced by Dawood. And there's an outside fa'il. Exactly. Right? So outside fa'il has four conditions. Ism, marfu', comes somewhere after the fi'l, not necessarily right after. And that is our fourth condition. Exactly. Okay, so the next question in my list here tells us about it. The outside fa'il can only exist if the pronoun of the fi'il is hidden pronoun, he or she. That's the fourth condition. So ism, marfu', comes somewhere after the fi'il, which has an inside, a hidden pronoun, he, right? It's an ism, marfu', that comes somewhere after a fi'il containing the hidden pronoun, he or she. Based on all of this, based on everything we've said, what does this sentence mean? Right? وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَارُوتَ. The answer is Dawood killed Jarut. It cannot be Jarut killed Dawood because it's Jaruta and Dawoodu. So that's easy. But why can it not be he, comma, Dawood, comma, killed Jarut? Why is it not appropriate to say that? Yes, that's right. He got fired. And when somebody gets fired, we don't like to mention them. It's embarrassing. Okay, excellent. So that we have got one more question here, and then I'm going to somebody made a comment, and I just wanted to clarify what they meant. So the last thing here, if the pronoun or the actor of the fi'il is wow, there can be no outside fa'il. Is this true or false? Actually, why is it true? We know that it's true. Why is it true? Exactly. The fourth condition is that there's a hidden pronoun. And is this hidden pronoun? Is the pronoun hidden or is it visible? Okay, the moment you got, it's either hidden pronoun or it's visible. If it's visible, it's a wow, it's a tuma, one of those things, or it's an ism, morfu, that comes after the fi'il, right? You're going to see something. Okay, now we're done with this set here. I want to know, okay, Sister Widad, you said also pronoun could be he or she. Let me copy this here just to find out. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here. No, Sister Laiba, he can be fired. Oh, sorry, wow can be fired. I thought you were impressed that he could be fired. Okay, we can call wow a shareholder. So Sister Widad, whenever you're ready, let me know if you've understood what the issue is or if you want to rephrase your question so that I can clarify. Yes, it was, we were talking about the conditions. We were talking about the conditions of the outside fa'il. Four conditions has to be an ism, marfu, coming after the fa'il, which has a hidden pronoun, he or she. Okay, are we good with that? It's all clear? I don't know if the baby's keeping you busy. Sister Widad, it's all clear for you too? Awesome. All right. Can we talk about the maf'ul? Thank you. All right, bismillah. The maf'ul. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ. What is the maf'ul? And how do you know? Okay, you can see what the maf'ul is. It's Jaluta, but how do you know? What's the indicator? Okay, it is mansub. Excellent. How do we know it's mansub? Or in the state of nasb? Yes, the fatha. Excellent, mashallah. So the fatha tells us that it's mansub. So all of that is correct. And we know that maf'ul is always mansub, which means that the next question, maf'ul, doesn't have to be mansub. That is not true. Maf'ul always, every time, has to be mansub. And because if an attached pronoun attaches to a fi'il, it is going to be the maf'ul, and because we said that every maf'ul is mansub, the pronoun attached to a fi'il is also going to be of what status? Yes, exactly. So let's bring it all together, all right? So I've got a little table here with some nice colors. So far, we've studied a lot of things, but in terms of status, there's some things that are always true. So let's fill this table up. And I've got my list of shortcuts here to make the text black. I need to do Alt B. Okay, so in a jumla ismiya, we're going back to step one. In the jumla ismiya, what is always marfu? There's one thing that's always marfu in the jumla ismiya. No, actually, there's two things. Okay, this is kind of review, so I'm going to give you the answer. Uh-oh. Okay. Somehow my macro doesn't want to work, so I'm going to have to do it manually. Let me move this thing out of the way here. Okay, that's okay. I'll remind you, this is why we're doing this, right? All right, does this look familiar? In a jumla ismiya, the mubtada and khabar are always going to be marfu. Does this look familiar? Or do we need to go back to our... Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, we need to make sure that we're building, right? Because now we keep saying like marfu, 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 talking about fa'il, but we need to forget, not can't forget that in the jumla ismiya, the mubtada and the khabar will be marfu. Okay, so if we say, you are you. I can say this. I can say anta anta. You would be my mubtada. Khabar would be anta. Or anta. Sorry, I should say okay. Muhammadun alimun. Muhammad is an alim. Muhammad is my mubtada. He's got Muhammadun and khabar alimun. Okay? There's nothing necessarily in a jumla ismiya that's always mansub or always mashroor. So we got no special rule for that. And here in the jumla fi'liya, now you tell me what's always marfu. Because this is what you're used to. All right, we got one answer that's fa'id. Fa'id. All right, let's see if that's the answer. Excellent. What's always mansub? Excellent. And there's nothing necessarily that's always majroor. Now, outside of a jumla ismiya and a jumla fi'liya, there's something that's always marfu, and I'm going to show that to you because, and it's the same for always marfu and always mansub. It's the naat of a man'ut that is marfu, right? If you've got the naat that is marfu, it's going to be, it's man'ut is going to be the same. And if you've got a naat that's mansub, man'ut that's mansub, its naat is going to be mansub. For example, in the first one, always marfu, for example, amalun salihun. Salihun is marfu because of amalun. Always mansub, amalan salihan. Does that make sense? Excellent. Okay, guess what goes here? You guessed it. The naat of a man'ut, which is majroor, is also going to be majroor. Attached pronouns are not always going to be marfu. Like, are you talking about the ones attached to the end of a fi'l? That's a maf'ul. If a pronoun is attached to a fi'il, it is the maf'ul. So that comes under this. Does that help, Sister Nadia? And if it comes, that's going to be a mubtada, a khabar. Okay? Mubtada, a khabar. All right. Okay, now there's two other things that are always majroor in any type of sentence. You guys tell me, because you know this. And then we'll go on with our Quran. Okay, excellent. It's a majroor. What's the other thing? We're going to use this in a moment in our Quran study. Ism mafrool? Yes. Okay, excellent. Mudaf ilayhi. Excellent. All right. Okay, so you're going to have this in your notes. So the ism of a hafjar and the mudaf ilayhi are always mafrool. So you have that in your notes. It's just a question of bringing it all together. There's a lot of concepts. I find that it helps to bring it all together like this, with a discussion like this. Was it helpful to you guys too? Okay. Jazana wa yaki. Excellent. All right. So now we're going to look at an ism, right? We've got an ayah that's coming that has the segment, عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ. We knew, but this is talking about Allah, and Allah is not restricted by time. So in this context, it means we know. الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ, those who lived before. We knew those who lived before. Now, looking at the sentence, how can you tell me what's the? Yes, you can tell me what's the type. Is it definite or indefinite? Al mustaqdimina. Okay, what's the number? Okay, I see two different answers for the number. How do we tell the number? Which part of the word do we look at? The middle, the beginning, or the end? The ending. And what's our ending here? Ina. Yes, the whole thing. And ina means not the meme, not the meme. The meme belongs to the root. You can see down here. Haf dal meme. So ina, yes, ina, not aini, but ina, this is a plural, that's right. And at this point, we're studying jumla fi'liya, so are we still going to say it's mansub or mashroor, or are we going to look at the sentence to see what role the word is playing? That's right, so did you want to revise your answer, Sister Nadia? Excellent. All right. So it's mansub. So now this word here is longer than the other ones we've seen before. This is from family 10. Excellent, guys. Jazakumullah khairan. This is from family 10, which is ista. We haven't studied this family yet. However, we know it because we make istighfar a lot. So istaghfara yastaghfiru istaghfir al-istighfar al-mustaghfir al-mustaghfar. Right? This looks familiar, right? So this is family 10. Our word, however, it's here, al-mustaqdimina. So we've already determined that it's masculine, definite, plural. So I've put it here in the table. So I'm going to ask you to send me, please, the rest. Send me these 9 words in a private message. We want to make sure that we're able to recognize our statuses mostly. That's what we're looking at here. So send me. Oh, yeah, you can see the word here, right? So you can see the pattern. A tip for you, once you start typing A-L-M-U-S-T-Q-D-I-M, copy that and just paste, 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 changing the ending. That will be much faster. If you want to just send me the endings, that's also okay. because it's a really long word. So I'll wait for a few answers. Hopefully I'll get all your answers. You're busy typing. I can almost hear it. I'll be quiet. These ones here, these nine. Either the endings or the whole word. So we're doing definite, masculine. Masculine, definite. Brother Adi, I think you're missing part of the root there. Ah, I should have asked you guys to go down. Give me okay, if you haven't finished yet, send me the singulars and then the duals and the plurals. I was like, what's going on here? Okay, Sister Widad. Where did my chat go? Brother Adi, we'll go over it, inshallah. Your singulars are excellent. Yeah, your singulars are fine. I think you just had some difficulty adding the dual and plural endings to the root. Okay, Sister Nadia, good. Sister Maria, the last letter is a meme. Other than that, it's good. Brother Raid, perfect. Sister Froza, I'm just waiting for the rest. Okay, I can check it. I can check it later on. Because you can still send it to me in the chat. And I'm just going to move forward because quite a few people have already sent their answers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over them with you. So we have got here, al-mustaqdimu, al-mustaqdima, al-mustaqdimi, al-mustaqdimani, al-mustaqdimaini, al-mustaqdimaini, al-mustaqdimuna, al-mustaqdimina, which is in our ayah, al-mustaqdimina. So if they're doing the action, of course, it's going to be al-mustaqdimu, al-mustaqdimani, al-mustaqdimuna. These are options for outside fa'il, right? If they are receiving the action, right? So let's say he hit the one, well, no, he can't hit him because the person lived before. Okay, he knew the one who came before. عَلِمَ الْمُسْتَقَدِمَا عَلِمَ الْمُسْتَقَدِمَيْنِ عَلِمَ الْمُسْتَقَدِمِينَ It came from the people who lived before. Minal mustaqdimi, minal mustaqdimaini, minal mustaqdimina. So we see how to use them. You can switch to sending to all. That's clear, right? How to use it? How they will show up in sentences from the examples I just gave you? Okay, it's clear for Brother Raid. So if we've got one person doing the action, it's going to be al-mustaqdimu. Alima al-mustaqdimu. The mustaqdim, the person who came before, he knew. If somebody knew him, we're going to say عَلِمَ الْمُسْتَقْدِمَ. He knew the mustaqdim, the person who lived before. If it came from the person who lived before, we're going to say مِنَ الْمُسْتَقْدِمِ. Okay? Okay, maybe I gave examples with singular, plural, dual. Maybe it's like you're being hammered with too much information. Is it easier if I just do singular like that? Okay, people are not sure. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. Sister Maria, Sister Mariam, Sister Samar, Sister, okay. All right. Al-alim al-mustaqdimu. If I have it as a marfu ism coming after the fi'l, it's going to be the fa'il. Al-alim al-mustaqdimu. If the action is being done to this guy, right? Maybe somebody hit him. ضرب المستقدم. He hit the مستقدم. ضرب المستقدم. Because he is the مفعول. He's receiving the action. If we say something was done for the مستقدم, we will say للمستقدم. Or if it's from the مستقدم, we'll say من المستقدم. Okay, excellent, alhamdulillah. Yeah, so if it's beneficial to see the different numbers, maybe we'll do, but when we have more time, inshallah, we'll do it together. I'm not going to show the indefinite because right now we want to actually use this word or the feminine, but it's going to be in your notes. So please do read them over, okay? To make sure, like read them out loud to make sure that your list is okay. All right? You're going to do that, right? You're going to read them? Guys, let me know you're going to read your tables in your notes. Yes, thank you. I typed them up for you. All right. Okay. Brother Raid, are you able to hear me okay? Okay. You can say it quietly. All right, let's use this ayah in our Quran study. So what we're going to do today, Ustad Arij, Imam Arij, he writes it on the screen, but I'm not very good with writing with the mouse. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at it here. This is Surah Al-Hijr. Our ayah here is, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقَدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. Okay, so we have here, what's this? I don't know why I'm not able to see the chat at the same time. I wish I could pin it. I'm going to have to actually just resize this a little bit so that I can, not that much, but so that I can have the chat next to it because I cannot see what you guys are writing. Okay, so while I'm resizing this, tell me what wa la qad is. It's three words. What is wa la qad? Wa la qad. There are three of what kind of word? Okay, we're not going to, not the meaning, but the type of word. Right, okay, I'll get you started on this one. Yeah, okay. You don't need to, that's very true. The first one is a connector. We can just go with harf. Okay. So these ones here, this is three, harf. وَلَقَدَ harf, harf, harf. Okay. Next, عَلِمْنَا. What do we have here? عَلِمْنَا. We have fi'il. You can answer to everyone. We have fi'il if you want. But we have what along with the fi'il. Very important. We have what. Yes, we have na. And na is what? No, not privately. To everyone is okay. Na is an attached pronoun. Yes, but what is... The na is not an attached pronoun here. How do we know it's not an attached pronoun? And that's a super important thing. Okay, and that's the reason, if you look here, that's the reason we've got all these yellow things is exactly for us not to get this confusion. Where did the chat go? Okay, that's not how to bring the chat up. Chat. Here you guys are. Yes, so the sukoon. I was saying this morning, this is the most powerful circle. The sukoon tells us that the na is actually our fa'il. Very true. So we've got here the answer. This is, okay, I opened a new document by mistake. Sorry about that. Okay, what is happening to me? Okay. So we've got the fi'il alima and we've got the fa'il na. Next, what is al-mustaqdimina? You can ignore this thing that is not, it's supposed to be gray, but I didn't have time to change it to gray text. Al-mustaqdimina, we talked about it earlier. It is, yes, it is plural. Right now what we're doing in this role, we're looking at the types of words and their role in the sentence. So the first thing you're going to say is that it is the maf'ul. And because it is a maf'ul, it has to be of mansub status. So I wanted you to, I wanted to highlight that. So I added it as a detail. Okay. And we can see that it's three plus, meaning plural, it's male, and it's definite. And I put these details here because we need to really be able to spot those fast. Because easily. We need to be very fluent in that, right? So that when reading a sentence, we don't have to, we don't stop, look, we don't just look at the fatha and think, oh, it's mansub because of that. We're looking for ina. Our eye is trained for that. So then we've got minkum. I've broken it up for the first time here just to show that it's two words. So what do we have here? Yes, Sister Nadia. Okay, those are excellent answers. Sister Nadia has a question. We can ask Imam Arij, but right now we're just going to call it the fa'il. Different people have different terminology, but right now we're just going to call it the fa'il. We don't want to get too confused, okay? Yeah, we're just going to call it the fa'il. We can call it the actor. We can call it the fa'il, okay? Because if you remember in our tables here, we called it actor, fa'il, right? We call these guys actor, fa'il. So we're going to stick with that terminology in Steps to Arabic. Okay, so next we've got, here, we got the answers already that were mentioned. That was mentioned, mashallah. Okay, sorry here, I forgot here. وَلَقَدْ uncertainly عَلِمْنَا, we have known or we know, I mentioned that earlier. Al-mustaqdimina, those who have gone ahead or those who lived before. The ism majrur is an attached pronoun. Correct. Khafjar an ism majrur minkum. So those who have gone ahead from you all, meaning of you all, right? They've gone ahead of you all and they've lived before you. Walaqad, the same thing. We've got here a harf, three harfs, and it means uncertainly. What's the next box? What do we have here? I hope we get this right. because we're getting a chance for review here. Yes. Okay, Sister Froza, mashallah, fi'il fa'il. Brother Ali, you've got half the answer, mashallah. Sister Samar, excellent. All right. And again, the most powerful circle. You want to notice that sukoon, right? So this is fi'il and fa'il. It's not fi'il, fa'il, and maf'ul. No, no, no. That would be alimana. Okay, if that confused you, please accept my apology and overlook it. Okay, so we got fi'il and fa'il. Same meaning. Al-musta'khirina. What is al-musta'khirina? Very good. Very good. Mashallah. Excellent. All the answers are perfect. All right. And how do we know that it's maf'ul? What letters on the screen tell us that it's our maf'ul? What's the letters on the screen? That's right. I highlighted it here, but I was not able to highlight it over here because the ra doesn't allow me to separate. You know, like I was nifty here. I managed to not highlight the meme. Okay, but that's the answer. Excellent. All right. So that's the correct answer. It says the maf'ul, it is mansub, it is plural, male, definite, and it means those who will come after. And certainly we have, and certainly we know those who have lived before you all, and certainly we have known or we know those who will come after. So that's the word-to-word translation, and underneath you will find on most of them, you will find underneath the Wahyuddin Khan running translation. Some of them don't have it. Okay, so this was done actually this morning, but I wanted to do it because it's we've got our mustaqdimina. So now we're going to do one that was not done this morning. We're going to look at, yes, exactly, Brother Raid. You see, come after. Same root, absolutely. Hamza, kha, ra, absolutely. And that's the beauty of Arabic. Once you know patterns and roots, like you know the meaning of roots, you understand the patterns, you have access to so much vocabulary. It's absolutely amazing. So make sure you take your chance to learn vocabulary, learn your patterns. This will help you intensely in understanding the Quran. Jazana wa yaka. Yes, exactly. Okay, so now we're going to look at Surah Al-Hashr. Ma qata'tum min linatin aw taraktumuha qa'imatan 'ala usuliha. And the ayah continues. So some of you might recognize this from Sirah studies. So we have the word ma here. I'm going to give you this here. Ma is actually no, I don't think I have anything in there. No, there is something in here. Okay, let's do this one first. What is qata'tum? We'll come back to ma. Qata'tum. Okay, guys, if you're saying fa'il, can you tell me what the fa'il is, please? Just, you can transliterate it. Yes, exactly. Excellent. All right. Beautiful. So what's our fi'il? Can you spell out the fi'il for me? I want to see that we can isolate the fi'il. Yeah, and there's an ayn there, so that's a little bit awkward. And there's a ta too. All right. Okay, so tum is, Sister Afroza, is tum going to be you both? Remember that alif is for two, right? If there's no alif, it's not going to be two. Sorry, by two, I mean T-W-O, like the number two, right? That's why I made a point of mentioning the alif earlier, because we want to remember alif is our sign of dual. All right? So we've got fi'il, qata'a, and we've got our fa'il, tum. Now, next week, I have something for you with tum, because some people are confusing tum and kum. I used to do that myself. So I have some concept review, which we'll do. Sorry about the growl. So this is next week. We'll talk about that inshallah. So we've got fi'il qata'a and we've got the fa'il tum. All right. Now, do we have a marfu noun that comes after that could be our outside fa'il? Maybe I'm tricking you with my question. Is it possible that there would be an outside fa'il? Why? That's right, tum is absolutely visible. I wrote it on the screen. Exactly, there's no HP. HP's been fired, he's gone. All right, so, qata'tum. Now, what is min? Ah, somebody answered la in Arabic, mashallah. Min, we know this one. This is, I think this is probably people's, okay, I open a new file. Sorry about that. I think this is people's favorite, hafjar. People love this. Okay, and so what does hafjar need? Need, not mean. Yes, it does. You're right, from. So if there's a hafjar, necessarily there's going to be ism mashroor. All right. So we got our hafjar and we got our ism mashroor, right? So the meaning here is you all cut down from, meaning of, palm trees, right? You all cut down of palm trees. Yes. So where's our maf'ool? Can anybody guess what the maf'ul is? This might explain my earlier behavior of skipping a word. Hint, hint, I skipped something. I'm pointing at it. Yes, mashallah. So ma, in this case, we've seen mostly so far that it meant not, but ma is actually meaning whatever. So you all cut down ma of palm trees. Yes, the maf'ul can come before, absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to study ma later on more, right? So whatever you all cut, meaning you all cut whatever, it's not just whatever, like, without precision. It's whatever of palm trees you cut down. So whatever palm trees you all cut down. What did you cut down? You cut down whatever palm trees. Ah, well, there you go. The pointer? Oh, it looks like it's frozen. Let me start it again. Thank you. I didn't notice that. Oh, my goodness, what happened? Luckily, let's see if I can restart it. Ah, there we go. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Maryam. Okay, so whatever you cut down of palm trees, au is a harf that means or, right? And what do we have in the next box? Okay, can you first tell me how many words you think we have? Close. Ah. Sister Nadia, Sister Maryam, do you want to explain to the rest of the class why you say three? Can you tell us what three words you see? Oh, so close. You want to try it again? Here's a hint. Look at this ferel. Look at this box here. Yes. Ha is a domir, a pronoun, It's an attached pronoun. Okay, Sister Mariam, you also said there was three. What's your list? You can tell me the type of word or you can just break it down. Close, Brother Raid. Okay, I'm going to type the fi'il for you here. This is a fi'il, we've talked about it. It means to leave. Oops, sorry, I sent that to Brother Ali only. Sorry about that. Brother Ali, it's okay, you can type to everyone. Okay, here's our fi'il. Is it showing up now? Nope. Sorry about that. Here's our fi'il. Taraka is our fi'il. So what comes after the fi'il? What's the next part? Ah, and what's our fa'il? So I got one person saying to him, one person say, okay, mashallah. Okay, the wow is only there to help with pronunciation. This wow here, we're going to ignore it because it's there for to help us pronounce it. Now, I haven't gotten an answer yet as to how exactly we're going to call it, but I'm just going to put it like this, all right? So we've got three things here. We've got our fi'il taraka, we've got our fa'il tum, and we've got our maf'ul, which is, actually, I don't need to mention that it's maf'ul, mansub. We've got our maf'ul, okay? So our harf ha is our maf'ul. Taraka, fa'il is tum, and the maf'ul is ha. Okay? And if we had it without that, we would say taraktum ha, taraktum ha. That would be hard. So they just put the wow to make it easy. Taraktumuha instead of taraktumha. Okay? So we've got here fa'il, fi'il taraka, fa'il tum, and our maf'ul ha. How do you know? Because you know that tum, this is why we do our tables again and again. We know that the fa'il, we know that these are the only options for fa'il. These are the only options for fa'il. There is no tumu. There is no tumu. Do you understand? Well, hold on. I'm trying to find the chat again. Yes, but it's we know what taraka is our fa'il. We know that tum is our fa'il. And we know that ha is a harf. It is a pronoun, an attached pronoun. So now you're going to have to trust me. We add the wow for pronunciation. Like when we have, sometimes we add a kasra for pronunciation. Sometimes there's different things added for pronunciation, right? I'm going to get you a proper name for it, inshallah. Is Ustad Ravid still here with us? Okay. Not here at the moment, but yes. So that's why we know, because we know taraka is our fi'il. We know what's before the tum is our fi'il. We know that tum is our fa'il. Sorry, what is before the fa'il is the fi'il. We know that. Then we know tum is a possible fa'il. We know tumu doesn't exist. And we know that ha is a pronoun. So by process of elimination, we're going to ignore the wow. You guys have to trust your learning, right? Once you learn your tables, if you see something that doesn't fit, that's the time to ask a question. What's this wow? Is it something I can ignore? Yes, it is. Do you understand how the importance of understanding, of knowing tum? This is a very good example of why we need to be able to identify that the fa'il is tum, right? So you all left. or you all left. And this means her. Yeah, you have, but you do know how a bunch of things. And so rely on that, build on that, right? Don't doubt everything that you've learned. Very important to build that confidence, right? So we're not going to say ha because these palm trees, right? These are palm trees. This is represented by ha. So we're going to say them. I hope you guys can all stay with me to finish the end of this row. Oh, I'll have to disable the annotations. Yes, please don't write on the screen. Next word is not, we haven't studied what it's doing in the sentence. So I'm just going to tell you that it means standing, right? One that is standing. So it's a ism fa'il. You can see qa'ima. It's feminine. You can see, you can recognize it from our family member tables that it's a family member, a fa'il, ism fa'il, family member. So it means that is one that stand. So are you left them standing? Ala, what is ala? Our favorite. And what is the, it means on, but when I say what, I mean what type of word. And so what do we need afterwards? Ism majroor. What's the ism majroor? Be precise in your answer. Very good. Very good. Very good. All right. What's the thing that's after the ism majroor? It's an attached pronoun. It's attached to what kind of word? If it's an attached pronoun after an ism, the ha is going to be what? Mudaf ilayhi. So, ala, you've told me already, is hafjar. Tell me about usul. What is usul? It's a field of study in Islamic study. No. Not that kind of usul. This one here. Yes, it's ism majroor and mudaf. Does anybody not understand that? How it's ism majroor and mudaf at the same time? Okay. So usul. So ala usuli. This is hafjar ism majroor. Is that part okay? Ala usuli. This is harf jar and ism majroor. That part is okay so far? Sister Afroza also? Sister Maryam, are you saying that you have a question? Okay, I'll let you get back to me. Sister Afroza, do you see how this is ala usuli is harf jar and ism majroor? Okay, is Sister Afroza still with us? Yes. Okay, this part that I'm putting in blue. This is hafjar and ism majroor. Is that okay so far? That's clear, right? We got here a kasra on it. Okay, that's good. Now, what we've got here, usuli. Is there an al on usuli in front of usuli? Is it al usuli? There's no al. And if there was no al, it should be usulin. There should be a tanween. But there's no al and no tanween. So that tells us that it might be a mudaf. Now, if it is a mudaf, it has to have a mudaf ilayhi. Sister Afroza, can you tell me what could be the mudaf ilayhi of usuli? I hear my husband answering in the other room, mashallah. Okay, Sister Afroza, do you agree with Brother Ali? Okay, so we got usuli, got no al, got no tanween, and it's got ha attached to it. Is that going to be the mudaf mudaf ilayhi combination? Okay, I'll let you continue to think about that. Let me know at the end if you still have questions about it. But the fact that it's ism majrur doesn't prevent it from being mudaf. Doesn't prevent it at all. And whoever has time to stay with me, we can look at some more examples over there where there's some overlap. I might not go through every word, but I want to show a little bit more, right? So usuriha is ism majrur and mudaf, and it is the mudaf ilayhi. Ah, mashallah, mashallah. You just needed to take it one step at a time, I think. That's why it's very important for you to open your notes and have a look. Yes, very good, Brother Raid. Very good. All right, so everybody who's not able to stay longer, I'm sorry, we are going over time again. May Allah reward you. I will see you next Saturday, inshallah. I'll be on time, inshallah, at 8 o'clock, not 8:03. And in the meantime, we'll continue, inshallah. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to everybody who needs to go. In the meantime, we're just going to look at our sentence here. Whatever you cut down of palm trees, or you left them standing upon their roots, right? So whatever you cut down, or whatever you left standing upon their roots, the ayah continue, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Now we have three words, harf, harf, and what is this word here? Ba is what kind of harf? It's a connector harf. Ba is what kind of harf? Our favorite. Which means the next word is going to be. And does it look majroor? Or does it look mansoob? All right, never mind. I shouldn't try to trick you. I'm going to make you doubt yourself, and I told you not to do that. That's right, it's the kasra. All right, so we've got here. Then it was by permission. Now, what's going on with idhni? How come it's not idhnin? Oh, the answer is showing on the screen. I did that too early. Idhni is ism majroor and it is missing the al and the tanween at the same time because it is mudaf. No al, no tanween. So it is mudaf. And what is its mudaf ilayhi? And we're going to use excellent etiquette with respect to Allah, and we will say that the answer is lafdul jalala ism majroor. Lafdul jalala, Lafdul jalala mudaf ilayhi. I should have respect by also giving the right answer. Okay, so it's mudaf ilayhi majroor. So then it is by permission, or it was by permission of Allah. So what do we have next? We have wa, which are connector harf, and we have a lam. This one is a different kind of lam, right? So we haven't studied this harf yet. The next word is what kind of fi'il? Yukhzia. That last letter is a yeah. What kind of word is that? You don't have to give me the details. Just tell me.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of fi'il? Yes. Exactly. All right. So فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلِيُخْزِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Well, actually, the Dhamma is not showing right now, but that's because of the Lam, and that's like way more advanced than our pay grade, way beyond our pay grade right now. So we're just going to say that it's present tense fi'il. So it means, well, what does Harjar need, my dear? There you go. That's how you know it's not a harjar. Exactly. It would need a ism mashhoor. All right. You know more than you realize. Okay. So, and so that he disgraces al-fasiqina. Now, looking at the ending of al-fasiqina, what kind of word, what kind of word is it? Fi'il, ism, or harf? That was the easy part. Yes, okay. And looking at the end of it, what's the ending we're looking at? Ina. What kind of ending is ina? It's plural what? Mansub or majroor? What would it need to be majroor? Is it a mudaf ilayhi? It would have to have a harfjar before it. Does it have a harfjar before it? No, it has a fi'al before it. Does it have a mudaf before it? No, it has a fi'al before it. Is it a na'at for an ism that is majroor? Is there a na'at, is there a man'ut before it? No, there is a fi'al. So can it be majroor? Can it be majroor? These are three things. You know, I wrote always majroor. I mean, there's no other explanation for it being majroor. It has to be one of these three things. So since it's not majroor, then it is, what's its status? Its status is mansub, ergo, what's its job in the sentence? Ergo means therefore. Since it is a jumla fi'liya, we can tell because of this, right? There's a fi'l here. It's a jumla fi'liya. It's mansoob. So it has to be, it's going to be the maf'ool. At our level anyways, it's going to be the maf'ool. So this is the maf'ool. This is correct. This is the maf'ool. It is mansoob. It is plural, male, definite. We talked about this. And the answer is, and the meaning is those who transgress. Now, why don't we know where the fa'il is at this point? This is not a grammatical question that has an answer like because of the wow and so on. That, exactly. We didn't study the present tense. So soon you'll be able to tell me the answer to this. So I'm hoping you'll be like send me a message and say, oh, I know the answer now. The fa'il is da da da. You can see though from the translation that I put it here. Okay? So it was by permission of Allah and so that he disgraces those who transgress. So this is the end of the ayah. Alhamdulillah, we've completed our analysis for this. Yes, the onion. But this part of the onion is coming very soon. All right, is there anybody interested in doing the last ayah that was not done this morning? Not just interested, but able, available. Okay, we've got two people, I'd stay for even one. So let's go, Bismillah. Okay, so this is from Surah Al-A'raf. Okay, so Allah says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. This is a very nice example, mashallah. So wa, what do we know about wa? We know that it is our connector harf. And we know that the next fi'il has a strange ending, which we have not studied. So I'm going to show the answer right now, right? So this is here, it's a harf and it's a fi'il. And normally this is the huwa version. So normally we'd say that there's a hidden pronoun he. I should not have shown this part, but I forgot that this part was crossed out. So I'm going to ask you now, what do we do when we say hidden pronoun he? What's our next step? Very important. If we skip this, we're in trouble. What do we do when we see a HP he? We immediately put on our grammatical glasses and start looking for an ism marfu' after. Yes, and the it is the outside fa'al. So we combine Sister Nadia and Brother Raid's answer. We got a full sentence here. We check for an outside fa'al by looking for ism marfu' after. Yeah, well, there's different lenses, right? Grammatical glasses. So do we see one of these? Okay. So we see an ism marfu' that comes after. Can you tell me what it is? Ah. Okay, tell me another thing about ashabu. It's marfu', but like it looks weird at the end. Okay, hey. That's an excellent guess. Like we've got to have one or two things on an ism, right? We've got to have al or we got to have tanween. We got neither here. So that tells us it is a mudaf. Now you guys need to learn to be able to do this together, right? So I hope you're taking notes of, you know, maybe I should just put a little icon for grammatical glasses, find some little like pink glasses or something like that. Like the ones for like peeling the onions, those pink goggles, right? So the moment you see hidden pronoun he, you need to look for your outside fa'al. The moment you see no al, no tanween, you need to look for, what do you need to look for? Yeah, but what does it look like? That's exactly. Ay? Is it marfu? The moment we see no al, no tanween, we need to look for that the fact that it's followed by an ism majroor. Yes, Sister Nadia, perfect answer, mashallah. Okay, so we see HP he or HP she. We need to look for afterwards an ism majroor. We see no al. Oh, I'm sorry, my spotlight is gone. Okay, we see hidden pronoun. Where's my spotlight? Okay, we see I. Okay, sorry guys. Can you see my cursor when I move it around on the screen? Okay, good. So it's just not the fancy little dot thing. Okay, alhamdulillah. So we see HP he, we look for an ism marfu after. We see no al, no tanween, we look for an ism majroor after. Does that make sense? Okay, so we looked for, after we saw HP he, we looked for an ism marfu after, we found it, ashabu. We see no al, no tanween. We look for an ism majroor after. There's one right here. So what's going to be the answer here in this box? Ashabu is? Just ashabu, not a jannah. Okay, so maf'ul and mudaf. Okay, this is why I wanted to do some more overlapping. Okay, let's do it again one step at a time. Nada is he version, right? He called out. He called out. The moment we say he or she, what do we need to spot? What type of word do we need to look for? Everybody who gave an answer up here, please give me an answer now. Actually, try everybody who's here. Okay, but like I want like the specifics. We need to look for an ism marfu after. Ism marfu after. Actually, complete would be outside fa'il, which is an ism marfu after. Outside fa'il, ism marfu after. Does anybody have any questions about this? Here is an ism marfu after. This is our outside fa'il. Okay? Now I just wanted to show the first part. Okay. Okay, so this is our fa'il, it is marfu. Now, there's a problem. This is not al-ashabu, this is not ashabun. That's a problem, right? There should be an al or tanween. So since there's neither al nor tanween, what do I need to look for? There's three rules for mudaf mudaf ilay. It has to have no al, no tanween, and an ism majroor after. And an ism majroor after. This is mandatory. Okay? Mudaf. We need to look for mudaf ilayhi after a word. The word after is majroor. We don't say ism majroor, that's for hafjar. Okay? So, here we've got, this is our fa'il and it is the mudaf. And here al-jannati is mudaf ilayhi. And it is majroor. Okay? So, can you guys translate this part here? Remember your rules for mudaf mudaf ilayhi. How will we tell if the mudaf is definite or indefinite? How will we tell if our mudaf is definite or indefinite? Yes, we check the mudaf ilayhi. And that's not its status. We're going to just check if it's type. All right, we're going to check it. Is it definite? Yes, al-jannah. It is the jannah, not any garden. All right, so translate now in light of what we just said. Hey, Sister Wadad, you're getting ahead of us. Okay, excellent. The people of Jannah. Does anybody disagree with Brother Raid after I already said excellent? Sorry. Is there any different answers? Yes, the people of Jannah. Okay. Does anybody disagree? We're going to do it like that. Does anybody disagree? Okay, so then if anybody disagrees, then let me know. Okay, so the people of Jannah, what are the people of Jannah doing? What did the people of Jannah do? They're the fa'il, right? The people are the fa'il. So, and the companions of the garden, literally. Actually, yeah, it's not people. That would be Ahlul Jannah. Sorry about that, guys. That would be Ahlul Jannah. This is the companions of the companions of paradise, right? Suhb is like a constant companionship. It's closer than, it's more than just saying people. It's more than just saying people. So the companions of the garden called out. You can say the companions of the Jannah. Yeah, the thing is, Jannah is like its given name. So that's why I kept it with the garden with capital G, right? So the companions of the garden called out. Now, what's going on here? We've got the same word here, or what's different about this one? What's different about this? Okay, it's mansoob. And so, since it is in a jumla fi'liya, where's my thing? It's in a jumla fi'liya, and it's mansoob, what's it gonna be? I can see some answers there. Maf'ul, exactly. So, what's going on? What's going on with these people? Sorry, guys, I'm scrolling. Let me find it. Okay. Is this mudaf mudaf ilayhi going to be it's going to be mudaf again, right? There's no question about this? Yes, Sister Laiba. Jazakallahu khairan. Yeah, so it's going to be mudaf again. But they're being mudaf to who? Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ah, we'll get there. Don't worry. Okay, so is this the companions of the? Yes, I'm going to go back to that. I just want to get this part, mudaf mudaf ilayh, out of the way. Okay. All right, so companions of the fire. So we're okay with that, right? Okay, and people have said because it's got a fatha, it's going to be maf'ul. It is. So let's read the sentence here. The companions of the garden called out to the companions of the fire. Who did they call? They called, we can say even like this, we can say they called. Who did the calling? The companions of the garden. They called who? The companions of the fire. Right? Who did the calling? The companions of the garden. Who did they call? The companions of the fire. Now, which surah is this in? This is Al-A'raf. Right? So there's a lot of conversations going on in the Akhirah here. All right. So I wanted us to see this because we've got a very nice parallel here. Right. Let me just see here. The next part I'm just going to show quickly. Here, yes. And we see the importance of knowing our endings, right? The fatha, the dhamma changes the meaning. Okay. So here's a harf. Here's another harf. So what did they call? They called out to them to say, They called out to say that certainly wajadana. What is this? Wajadana. Notice our sukun. Notice the sukun. Only the fi'il, brother Raid. Only the fa'il, Sister Froza? And Sister Widad? Okay, I see Brother Ayid and Sister Nadia have fi'il and fa'il. Let's go with that. Fi'il and facial? I think Sister Widad is on her phone. We've got a text replacement here. Fi'il and facial. That's cute. I'll have to remember this. Okay. Sister Widad, you should entertain everybody and just send the answer to everybody. Okay, so we got our fi'il wajada and our fa'il na. We have found. Ma. Based on what we said earlier, can you guess what the ma is going to be again? Excellent. It's actually, this one is an ism. I meant like in terms of its job, right? The other one was an ism also. A harf cannot be like, a harf cannot be, not be the maf'ul. But don't worry about that. We're just going to say it's the maf'ul. Just like we had ma qata'tum, whatever you cut of trees, right? Of palm trees, right? So we have found, what have we found? We found what? Right? So this is our maf'ul. Can we see a fatha? No. This is one of those words that don't show their status. Okay? We have found what? And there'll be more information coming after what? What is not giving us enough information, so there needs more information. The more information is coming here. It's actually the fi'l here. This is a jumla fi'liya that's going to explain what the ma is. What is this? What is the meaning of this? What is this cell here? I'm going to show you the translation so you can tell that that's going to help. Oops. Oh man, I gave it away. Oh, is it? Okay, undo. Oops. Not that much. Okay. We got no sukoon here. That's clue. That's the yes. Na is an attached pronoun. Wa'ada is our fi'il. So if wa'ada is our fi'il, what's going to be its fa'il? Wa'ada. Wa'ada. Yes. Beautiful. hidden pronoun he, and the na is our maf'ul. Wa'adana, we found, he promised it. He promised it. But we have here Rabbu. Rabbu is an ism marfu. Ism marfu coming after the HP he. HP he is fired. Rabbu is our fa'il. It's also mudaf mudaf ilayhi because it's not rabbun, it's rabbuna. What's the meaning of rabbuna? Yes. Okay. What our Lord promised us. Indeed, we have found what our Lord promised us. Yes, our Lord is the outside fa'il. That's right. It's the outside fa'il. Okay. Now, did you notice here? Oh, actually. Did you notice here how I put maf'ul number one? If there's maf'ul number one, there's going to be what? It's going to be maf'ul number two. Okay. And I'm going to show this to you. You can see here, this has got a tanwin fatha. This is our second maf'ul. It's mansub. Okay. We have found what our Lord promised us, true. We have found what he promised us, true. You see that? We found that true. We found that, we found it true. That's right, Sister Widad. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. How does the sentence look to you now that we've talked about it? Is this exciting? Like maf'ul number one, maf'ul number two. We saw some exciting stuff. Okay. We don't have time, obviously, to go through the rest, but I'm going to expose the answer here so that wajadana, these are maf'ul. Both wajadana ma wajadana haqqa. This is the maf'ul number one of wajada. Okay, I'll put that. Oops, I need to type in English though. Okay, so this is maf'ul number one of wajada, and this is maf'ul number two of wajada. That's okay. Sometimes you have like really long sentences. The Quran is beautiful of long, full of beautiful, beautiful sentences to explore. We start with shorter ones, but bit by bit we increase our level of complexity as we peel our onions. So I'm going to just show you the rest. So we don't have the time to analyze it together. Is it too small or are you able to see? I guess it depends on what device you're on. I just want us to see the whole thing here. Maybe I can zoom in a little bit. Okay, so fahal, so have. This is a harf, this is a harf, this is a question here. Harf. So have wajadtum. Okay, we had here wajadna. Here we have wajadtum. You see that? But because of tajweed, when you have the dal with the sukoon and the ta after, it's awkward for the tongue, right? So they just change it to like this. Wajadtum. Oop. I put that little thing, little gizmo. There. Okay, so this is just a rule of tajweed. This is not a different one. This is still our friend tum that we've talked about earlier. I'm going to put our sukoon at the end. Okay, so wajada with the fa'id tum. So have you all found ma, again, that's our maf'ul. Wa'ada, what is wa'ada here? This is the same fi'il as here. He promised. But what's the difference? We don't have the na attached, right? This is just wa'ada. But again, we have rabbukum afterwards. We have rabbu. So this is our fa'il. And we can see because of dhamma. Wa'ada rabbukum. Your Lord promised. Your Lord promised. We got our fi'il. We got our fa'il. Our fa'il is also the mudaf. This is the mudaf ilayhi. Your Lord promised. Haqqan, true. This is maf'ul number one, maf'ul number two. That has not changed. The only thing that has changed is the direction of the text. Okay, it's not cooperating with me, but that's okay. I can write here, number one. Ah! My keyboard is in Arabic. That's what's happening. Okay, so maf'ul number one, maf'ul number two. That's the same as the sentence above, right? Can you notice a little bit of a difference, though? Can you notice the difference? Wa'adana rabbuna haqqa. Wa'ada rabbukum haqqa. There's one thing that's missing. Okay, I'll mention it. It's the na. It's the na here. Because we got here, wa'ada, wa'ada, rabbuna, rabbukum, haqqa, haqqa. There's the na here. Right? So they're saying, we found what our Lord promised us true. Have you found what your Lord promised true? They're not even like there's so much love in this, what our Lord promised us, we found it true. Like he promised us our reward. We're finding it right here. Right? He promised that we'd have it. And I just love how they're mentioning it like that. They're not mentioning, like, our Lord has promised that we'd get the reward, that you'd get the punishment. I just love to see that little bit of a difference. We could read some tafsir and find out more about it. So what did they answer? Qalu, they said, what's our fa'il here? Wow. Right? We needed to see a wow at least one time today. And they said, they answered with the harf na'am. Okay. And then the last part of the ayah, it gets sad. Fa'adhana. Adhana mu'adhinun. Mu'adhinun is a public announcer. This is the outside fa'il. Right? We can see here. Adhana mu'adhinun. Then a public announcer publicly announced. Bainahum, this is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, among them, harf an, that, la'natu, la'natu. This is the muqtada, this is a jumla ismiya, this is marfu. It's the mudaf because there's no al, no tanween. La'natullahi, laftul janala is the mudaf ilayhi, it's majroor. Ala harf jar, our friend. Al-Zalimeen, ism mashroor, plural. The curse of Allah is upon those who do wrong. You'll get a chance to look at this at your leisure. Do you have any questions before we go about that last part? And wow, we went like super long. So may Allah reward you, those of you who stayed. I hope the people watching the recording won't be too annoyed. Maybe I can put some timestamps on YouTube. Yes, and may Allah make us of the people of the second, the first category, subhanAllah. But what you guys, I'm happy that we've had a muqtada here. It brought our prior learning in, right? We've got muqtada is here. Actually, the khabar here is not shown. We could say that it's ka'inun. The curse of Allah is upon those who do wrong. But we'll talk about this later. But we it's good that we have a muqtada here. Okay. Any last questions? What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a blank copy of this. And if you want to fill it in, you can watch my advice to you, very strongly advising, like basically, I'm going to give it to you as homework, actually. This is your homework. Watch the recording of this morning's video, because the other ayah that we didn't do are done there. Okay, so that's your homework. Watch the tutorial. It's not as long as mine. Watch the tutorial for the morning for the analysis of the other ayat, okay? I don't see any more questions, so I'm going to wrap up. And next week, inshallah, we're going to pace ourselves better to take less time. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah accept from us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The notes go up on the portal, and I'll put this in the homework file, inshallah. So check for it, maybe it'll be tomorrow. It's a bit late today. I took the morning tutorial at the beginning, so that was 7 a.m. A long day. Alhamdulillah. Okay, guys. Assalamu alaikum. Jazanaw yaka. Then I went, yeah, Keith, sorry about that. Oops. Okay, I said that I'd be back at the end, so this is me saying goodbye. Oop. Okay, this is me saying goodbye. Assalamu alaikum.